Okay, those are my thing. Oh, also,
yeah.
Jutsky that left us a voicemail.
Yeah.
Super hot voice.
Yeah.
I wanted to fuck his voice.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted his voice to fuck me. Obviously, that's what I meant.
Did he say anything that confirmed or like his sexual orientation?
He did not.
He sounded like a straight bro to me.
We want to be careful.
He was defending the straight bros, too.
But we want to be careful about making assumptions based on stereotypes.
No,
that's not any. That's not anything about what we talk about. I will say, he said underpants, which I don't.
Nobody says underpants if they don't like dick.
Oh, I was thinking the opposite.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking like straight dudes say underpants and gay guys say
no, because Max Emerson, who is an underpants supermodel, specifically uses that phrase over and over and over again. Okay. So like,
and maybe that's just then it's a word I don't use or people around me don't use.
I've heard his hot gay mouth say underpants more than anybody I think I've ever heard say underpants.
All right, never mind. Well, anyway, fuck me with your voice. Okay, Mike.
Yeah.
Do you have other things?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I've heard his hot gay mouth say underpants more than anybody I think I've ever heard say underpants.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2934 of the BFO for Monday the 29th of April 2019, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all got a Hatterina update. I'm going to tell you all about my weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Saddler's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're saddlers today because y'all Big Fatty's back in the saddle. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. And y'all, I'll tell you why I'm all back in the saddle. But first, let's give you a little update on the Hatterina. Yes, Big Fatty. I had planned on, I had considered going back to Atlanta this week, but y'all, after talking to my sister-in-law and brothers and all, things seem a little bit better. Actually, more than a little bit better. Y'all, she met up with one of her friends who had a bad fall and is just needs help with everything. We're pretty much in the same kind of condition that the Hatterina is, but she's there at the same assisted living, and y'all, they got together and they just had a nice visit and enjoyed each other's company, and it just, they were both just happy. They were just happy. And y'all, then I talked to my mother, I think like on Friday or Thursday, and she seemed to be in good spirits. And y'all, then I couldn't get her on Friday or Saturday, and y'all, I don't know if I was just missing her, if she forgot to hang the phone up or whatever. But anyway, my youngest brother went to see her on Sunday. And y'all, she had fallen. She had fallen Saturday night, and but what was not hurt. It continues to be a problem. And it was, you know, after she had gone to bed. This was after 9 o'clock when they had gotten her in the bed and everything. And and she had fallen in the bathroom, but was not hurt, but you know, she doesn't understand the little call button around her neck, you know, but anyway, they eventually found her and got her back in bed and everything. But y'all, then on Sunday, she had lunch with this lady again, and y'all found out that on Saturday she had gone to some sort of Mexican cooking class and made a salad and then had ate it for her lunch. Yes, Big Freddy. I said, y'all, after I spoke to you on Thursday evening, you know, I'm just watching some things here on the TV machine, and y'all, one of the 32-year-olds that Big Fatty had. Y'all hadn't played with him in months and months and months, and so we chatted a little bit. He had hurt one of his hands doing some yard work, but y'all, he despite having hurt his hand, this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah! And y'all, we have kind of a, okay, thank you. Yes, Big Fatty, we have kind of a unique activity. Y'all, he really enjoys Big Fatty's enormous testicle. Big Fatty! And so y'all, he likes to just come over and yes, Big Fatty, we don't need any more details of that. But y'all came over and y'all, it was just lovely. We both just enjoyed the heck out of our reunion. And y'all, I hope he comes back again sooner than later. Y'all got up on for right. Y'all, and y'all, I decided I was gonna go get me a haircut on for right. And so y'all, I'm having my bruffcus and everything here at the villa, and this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah! And y'all, this was okay. Yes, I know, gentleman caller, squeaky gentleman caller. You're just very excited. It's true, but y'all, this was somebody that years and years and years ago I would play around with, and then after I moved here to the villa, has been over here a couple of times, but it's been months and months and months and months and months. Since he's been over here, and then all of a sudden, hey, Big Fatty, are you free and available? I said, yes. And y'all, so he came over, and y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. You know, no special chair involved with him. And so y'all, I told him, I said, you just, you know, I'm retired. Y'all, I don't think he's been over here since before I retired. And, or since I retired, I should say. And I said, I'm retired now. So you just come on back anytime you want. Just let me, you know, don't just show up. Yes, Big Fatty. And so y'all, and so after that, I went and got my hairs cut. I stopped by the coal mine, and only old Vader only old Veda was there, and talked to him for a little bit, and y'all, then I decided I wanted to make me some, you know, I had made that turkey breast earlier in the week, and I decided I wanted to make me some of my sausage dressing, so I went to the Von Z's. We hear it, y'all. And I didn't go just to the Von Z's. I went to the brand new Von Z's near the coal mine. And y'all, I picked up a couple of things. I'm going to have to turn the light on here. Y'all, I picked me up another of those packages of those Belvita cookeries. I got the brown sugar ones. I regretted not getting those the other day. Y'all, I picked up four more bags of the good coffee. Y'all, they don't have the real dark one anymore that Big Fatty likes, but I got the Colombian Perks or something like that, and so I got four more bags of that. Y'all have picked up a couple of more packages of the Green Giant frozen vegetables. Got a box of the Jiffy Corn Muffin Mix. Had to have a little milk, a little pint of whole milk, and y'all, I picked up a little sour cream as well. And what is that? Meyer Poe. I don't know what that is, but it was two for $6. What is that? Meyer, M-I-R-E-P-O-I-X. I don't know what that is. And I got a lime. Meyer Poe. I'll have to let you know what that is later. Y'all, I spent $24.83, but I saved $16.61. Yes, Big Fatty! Dear Gussie, and y'all got back here to the villa, and y'all, I went out and did a little raking of the flower beds in the front of the villa, and y'all got out a lot of those acorns and leaves and things like that, because y'all, I'd bought the mulch to go around my bushes and all, and I just hadn't had a chance to put it out yet. So y'all, I filled up two of those big bags of nuts, the acorns and leaves and things like that. Even though my yard man had been here just the week before, y'all, it's unbelievable how it just keeps stacking up and everything. But y'all did nipple walks on for right. Now y'all, I gotta tell you the highlight of my weekend, and I think this came in on for right. And let me just see here. It came in on the 26th. No, I guess yes, that was for right. And y'all, it came in at 11:20 p.m. in the evening on the 26th. Y'all, it's from the old gal out there in Walnut Hills, and she says, "Okay." And y'all, she put this on the 20 for everybody to see it. She says, "Okay, so you must be proud of your legacy." I had a, in parentheses, TMI, close parentheses, major shart today, and the first thing I thought of was you. Betty, that is so sweet. It's true. And, you know, I'm hoping the old gal will call in and give us some details, because, you know, a major shart, that usually requires a hose down. Yes, Betty. And were you just laying in the bed? Were you sitting doing a little den chat or what? But anyway, so y'all. Nothing too much went on for right even y'all. I did hear from my ponytail gentleman caller. Y'all, he's been very busy at work, and y'all, it's been wearing him out, and he's just, all he's doing is going home and sleeping, and he says, "But I hadn't forgotten you, I promise." And I said, "Thank you for calling." Y'all got up on Saturday, and I did a few things around the villa here, and then y'all went out went out on my nip walk, and y'all, I was walking the opposite way because somebody had a leaf blower going, and it was just kicking up dust and all the way I usually go. And y'all, I finished the first little part of that, and I'm getting close to the villa here, and this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! And y'all, this was my... Yes! And y'all, this is my... My regular gentleman caller that really likes the special chaya. Y'all, he was on his way to work and said, hey, McCranny, I'm on my way to work, but I've got a little while. Mind if I run by? I said, yes, come on by. And y'all, he came by, and it was as if Dr. Stone had written a prescription and he dropped by to fill it. B? Any vulgar? Y'all, it was exactly what Big Fatty needed. Big Fatty, you've needed this for a while. It's true. And so after that, y'all, I pedaled around, finished my nipple walk, and got my share and everything. And y'all, I tried to be on that Gavin's little show, but y'all, he was having trouble connecting to the inner tubes. And so I bid them farewell and headed on down to the bar. Y'all, the bar was so much going on downtown. The parking garage was full, so I had to find alternative parking. But y'all got there, and Durwood and Granny and Big Dick and John I think that was about it. They were there, and y'all, we had some lovely cocktails and conversation. Y'all, then I headed home, got up Sunday morning. Y'all didn't have a newspaper. Didn't have a newspaper Sunday morning, so I had to call the circulation department. Yes, Big Fatty. And it was eventually delivered by a cute guy. And y'all, I did a little housework around the villa here. And y'all, then I went out on my morning nipple walk after I had spread out the mulch around my bushes. Beh, Fanny, that just sounds vulgar too. Well, you know, mulch around my bushes. Beh, Fanny. And so y'all, I was hot and sweaty, so I got my share and just kind of relaxed, watched a little bit of the sports ball on the TV machine. And y'all, then Sunday night, I'm looking forward to doing the State of the Station and the Survivors Ready a little show. But all in all, I have to say, and I made some pasta salad. Yes, Big Fatty, it was a pretty good weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I realized on my Von Zeist. Okay, I got to see on my Von Zeist receipt, the Mirepoix, Mirepoix. Y'all, it's a little container of chopped up onion and celery and carrots that I used in making my sausage dressing. And y'all, that way I didn't have to buy, you know, a whole thing of celery and a whole onion and all that kind of stuff. It was just lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Gayish little show. And Mike, if there was one thing you were going to tell people about Big Fatty, what would it be?
I've heard his hot, hot gay mouth say underpants more than anybody I think I've ever heard say underpants.
Oh, well, thank you so much, even though I don't wear the underpants.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.